I'm Allison Keyes, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, we'll be talking about what new music releases to look forward to next year. But first, we're going to continue our conversation about things that rocked this year, like the women who ruled the music charts. Many of the artists getting the most buzz in 2011 are female. Think Lady Gaga, Beyoncé, Adele. There's some less obvious examples, of course. Joining me now to discuss some of the best and most talked about music by women this year are three female music journalists. We have Danielle Smith. She's editor of Billboard magazine. Also with us is NPR's hip-hop expert, Franny Kelly, as well as Jasmine Garst, who co-hosts NPR's Music Alt Latino podcast. Welcome, ladies.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, how are you?
So we know that Adele, Lady Gaga, and Taylor Swift are all the rage this year. Danielle, are you surprised? Should there have been other people?
I mean, should there have been other people? There always should be other people. But no, it's a good group, I think. I think it's a super talented group, a super diverse group. I think it's, it's a good group.
Obviously, Adele is the big story this year. I mean, she's a top-selling artist, and plus with a vocal surgery. But one of the biggest female stars, I think, of this generation is Beyoncé. She released an album called Four this year, and I know there were some people, I am not among them, who were really surprised that it didn't get a few more Grammy nominations. Danielle, do you think this was an amazing album that was overlooked, or was it just kind of, yeah?
It's hard for Beyoncé to put out a bad album. She's so talented, and she's like the hardest working lady in show business. But I do think that if you match it up to some of her earlier albums, I don't know. I'm probably still a Destiny's Child fan, so I may not be the girl to ask.
Freddie, what do you think?
I actually loved it. I mean, I think she worked with the people that have given her great success before, you know, including The Dream. And I think Countdown makes up for a lot of failings on Four. Show 'em how you ride it.
Jazz is sitting in the studio nodding.
I thought it was a great album. I don't think it was the best of all the albums she's ever put out, but it was an album that also took a lot of risks, and I think that's worth a lot.
What do you mean by risk?
I think the sounds that she explored, and I think, for example, Countdown is a great example. The sounds that she was exploring on that song, it just doesn't sound like a lot that's out there right now, at least not on mainstream R&B and pop. So I think that's worth a lot.
There's that. Jazz, talk to us about some of the best music by Latinas this year.
Well, I think 2011 was a year of comebacks. A lot of it tied into reality television. You had Christina Aguilera co-hosting The Voice this year, and she had a pretty big hit with Maroon 5's Moves Like Jagger. And then you had Mexican-American banda norteño icon Jenny Rivera doing the show I Love Jenny on Mundos. And this is a very clear crossover attempt for her to go a little bit more pop. Mm-hmm. She just got signed on for a second season, and she released a new album. But really, without a doubt, to me, this was the year of Jennifer Lopez. Don't stop, keep it moving, put your drinks up. Your body up and drop it on the floor. Let the rhythm change your world on the floor. You know we're running tonight on the floor. Brazil, Morocco, London to Ibiza, straight to J-Lo was inescapable. In fact, before doing today's show, somebody told me, oh, don't talk about J-Lo. She's everywhere. I'm sick of her. That's kind of the point. AcuraCast, which is a digital search agency, they just analyzed all these Google searches from 2004, and they named her the biggest comeback act since 2004. Not only was she on American Idol, she was People's Most Beautiful Woman of the Year. She had the very publicized split with Mark Anthony
And then there was that sending the whole stunt double into her neighborhood and the Fiat commercial.
Oh, yeah, the Fiat commercial.
Which was crazy.
The L'Oreal commercial.
Right.
So she was inescapable. And musically, her song On the Floor was number 11 in the top 20 best-selling songs of the year. So she really came back in a big way. L.A., Miami, New York, say no more, get on the floor. And one of the ongoing jokes is that in the divorce, her and husband Mark Anthony got joint custody of rapper Pitbull.
That's true. If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about what a great year for women in music it has been. With us is the editor of Billboard magazine, Danielle Smith, as well as NPR Music's hip-hop expert, Franny Kelly, and Jasmine Garsh, the co-host of NPR's Music Alt Latino podcast. Franny, how come Janet can't make it back? If Janet and J-Lo are doing pretty much the same thing, J-Lo's got this great comeback. Why is Janet Jackson not back out there?
I share your concern. There's no reason she's not on the radio right now. I mean, it seems to me she's been keeping her head down since the tragic death of her brother.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems maybe she's got bigger fish to fry at the moment. And I wonder who she would work with if she got out there again.
That would be interesting to
see. David Guetta.
That would be great.
Let's do that.
We've got to talk about some of this year's female rappers. We've got Krayshawn, we've got Kesha, The Satisfaction, but Nicki Minaj is without doubt the most talked about, or one of the most talked about artists of the year. Let's hear a clip of her song Fly featuring Rihanna. I wish today it would rain all day. Maybe that'll kind of make the pain go away. Trying to forgive you for abandoning me. Praying, but I think I'm still an angel away. Franny, you listen to a whole lot of rap. What do you think about Nicki, and what was up with that video with the whole futuristic Barbies fighting off ninjas thing going on there?
I think she's a great talent. I think that we're all really, really excited for the album that she put out at the end of 2010 called Pink Friday. And it was actually a little bit of a letdown. You know, she blew everybody away with that verse on Monster from Kanye's album, and there was nothing of that caliber on Pink Friday until Super Bass, which was a bonus track on Pink Friday, actually. And that took over this summer. I mean, that was really great. My colleague Ann Powers has written about it a bunch, like how much her daughter loves it.
She also wrote that she'd sold out and gone Barbie, which I thought was a pretty fabulous way to describe it. Danielle, what do you think about Nicki?
I love her. She was Billboard's Rising Star of the Year this year, and she sat down and she just talked about her career. And it was the first time I think I'd actually seen her just sort of sit down and talk and have a sort of regular, if you can call it that, conversation. And she's just a brilliant girl, and she had blonde hair down to her, you know, to the back of her knees, and she looked gorgeous. She sounded super, super smart. And I just, you know, she's probably, I mean, I come from the era of Lauryn Hill and Queen Latifah and MC Light and all that kind of stuff. And I've been waiting and waiting and waiting on a girl I could really get excited about. And she is that.
Jazz, you've been saying, especially in the Latin world, you've noticed some women making huge comebacks, partly through the reality television. Mm-hmm. You were talking about
Jenny Rivera.
Who else is hot this year?
I really would like to mention Jenny Rivera because I think what she's doing is very interesting. Desde hoy he prohibido a mis ojos. She has kind of a plan to go from banda and norteño, which is a very specialized music.
I mean, for people that don't know what that is, explain.
It's regional Mexican music, and it mixes a lot of accordion sounds. When you hear it, you know it. It mixes a lot of accordion sounds with beats and romantic lyrics. It's a very specialized subgenre. I mean, not all Hispanics even like that. I'm Hispanic, and I respect it. You know what I mean? But what she's doing, in addition to her music becoming a lot more pop and relatable, she's kind of pushing herself into this reality show, which is talking about her life and how, in addition to being this huge banda diva, she has everyday issues. And I think it's a really interesting way to kind of get back into the music scene through a non-musical venue, really. I mean, I think to a certain point, J-Lo did it, Christina did it. I just think it's a different approach.
It's been an interesting year. Thank you, ladies. Jasmine Garst, co-host of NPR Music's Alt Latino podcast, was with us right here in our Washington studio. We were also joined by Danielle Smith, editor of Billboard magazine, and NPR Music's hip-hop expert, Franny Kelly. They both joined us from New York.